captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys Trip.
Hello, Boys Trip listeners. We want to remind you to subscribe to our daily podcast, however it is you listen to Boys Trip. Also, follow us on social media. Instagram, Boys Trip Podcast. Twitter, Boys Trip Podcast. You can even email us at killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com. Thank you.
Did you hear about Kawhi Leonard?
Yes.
Yeah. No, because we talked about it a little bit before. Not really in depth, but we were like, you know.
I need another shot.
Like, disgusting. You need another shot?
Yes.
I don't shoot. Nothing a lot. So, where? I heard some stuff. I was watching SportsCenter for some God knows what reason. I don't know. But I had it on. It must have been like a guy I was dating or something like that, and he had it on or something like that, and I just kind of left it there. So it was rolling, and I kept hearing these stories about him, where he'd be traded to, where he would end up.
It's something new. Yeah. It's something new. I'm just going
to... This has nothing to do with
that.
This has nothing to do with basketball.
No. It's not sports related at all, except that he happened to be happy.
The only relation is that he
So this is a fresh reaction. Okay, cool.
Oh, the reaction, I've seen that.
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
What? Yo, you could tell this guy never had to speak in public in his life.
Yeah, so when he was on his old team, they never asked him to speak in public when he was on the Spurs. They would let him answer one question, just take him out. This team, they're just putting him on display on the Raptors. They're just like...
That's because the Spurs is probably like the best organization, like period, in sports. So they're going to protect the people that need protection.
Yeah.
This guy obviously need protection from the media. It ain't working.
Yeah,
they gave him zero coaching, no
answer.
Yeah,
they said he ain't even make a speech when he won MVP. That's to show you something.
He won MVP, and they said
that's to show you something.
Nah,
he looked like he was in pain, laughing. Like he looked like he was in pain, but still holding back a smile. It was weird. I can't even like figure out how he fixed his face like
that.
He
was trying to be normal, but it wasn't.
I think he's probably socially awkward.
I think it's more than socially awkward.
I think he's on like on the spectrum, so to speak.
I think so. Because, now, don't get me wrong.
I just, you know.
Being on the spectrum's not bad.
No,
I'm probably on the spectrum.
A lot
of
us are probably
like,
on the spectrum.
A lot of us
but
are on the spectrum.
I think he's up there on the spectrum. Because in terms of basketball, he's a savant. Like, he's a top three player. He's good.
I was just having a conversation with somebody today about how I feel about myself because I've been going through this shit lately. Like, I got extreme dad brain all the time. Mm-hmm. I can only focus on, like, shit I gotta do right now, and then I have a little bit of space for my art. Yeah. Anything else, I'm pretty fucking stupid about. I forget random basic words. I forget what I was just doing 5 minutes ago. But I get shit done, you know what I'm saying? And I'm moving. So I was talking to this person today because I said some really, really fly shit that I can't remember because I'm an idiot savant.
I think a lot more of us experience that a lot more often, though. I know that I definitely do. Then at the same time, I've always been a really super smart person and socially awkward to a degree. So maybe it's just me, and I'm just feeling kinship with you right now on that.
Word.
Obviously, I don't have kids. Well, not obviously, but...
Don't do it.
But besides that... silly. But I do work in the school system. I do have that one job function that I do in terms of being a community organizer and things of that sort. So there's that, and I'm in that mode. And then I'm also a scholar of sorts. But before I was actually even in grad school, I always had that kind of... intellectual, like academic brain, even though I'm lazy as hell and I don't read anything. Mm. So like growing my up, mind is always on that, but then at the same time, like I said, I don't devote the energy to reading and like updating on things necessarily.
Like,
so even though I'm kind of fanatic about the things, like I still kind of feel dumb and I'm just like, you know?
You know what though? Like when I'm being really serious and like thinking about it, it's like I only can't remember or like can't expand on thoughts that honestly not that important. You know, like we're just like keeping our focus most likely where it needs to be for the most part.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Yeah.
True. A lot. Right. Very much so.
So yeah, I'm an idiot savant.
You're an idiot savant.
You're an idiot savant.
In case you guys ever catch me slipping on some shit.
You
know, that's my excuse going forward, guys.
What's funny about the clip that we just watched though is that I've seen that reaction, that laugh take. I've seen that reaction being used in response to other things on social media already. Mm. So, like, you know, of course, I didn't see, like, the part where he's speaking.
Yeah.
But I saw the awkward laughing part.
Yo, social media is fucking crazy because they be taking, like, little, tiny, like, the tiniest clip. You know that new meme with freaking the person staring out the window? And they'd be changing it to like a Jamaican.
Oh, yeah,
or some
shit. That,
bro,
that, what is
bro,
it from?
That
is
meme
from?
Is from Ed
like
Eddie.
That. Yeah.
My nigga, that's a scene where Rolf is like staring into the window. But, bro,
yeah,
if you actually see that scene, how they like splice the meme, bro, that was a fucking millisecond.
Uh-huh.
These guys are getting really fucking good. White people need to be stopped right now.
And you're
whoa! No, I'm just playing. Y'all know.
I was
y'all
about
know.
To say, like, you really pressed about it being white people. Absolutely.
No,
yeah,
no.
That's what I was gonna say.
Just a joke, guys. Okay.
No.
I'm
really
part white. Right.
There's actual like discussion surrounding that. I've actually had that same discussion with other friends who are much more into like message boards and stuff online than I am at this point in life.
Mm.
Like the Kali and places like that. One of my closest guy friends, he does that. And so it's really interesting finding out the intel from that lens as to how all of the propaganda and social media stuff and memes actually end up being so famous and end up being created. Because it's on those forums like that where most of this stuff actually gets created and generated.
Mm.
And a lot of those things, I'm sad to say, where, you know, it's like, oh, black people be like, this person be like, da-da-da-da. If it seems like it has a kind of critical tinge to it, even though, like, we resonate with it and we laugh at it, be really careful about that. Because a lot of those were actually made literally by white supremacist folks on like 4chan,
and that's kind of
they make those things,
like,
and they put it out as propaganda. And I've actually seen a segment few on Vice about how, like,
why you think I said
that, and they're like, yeah, no, they really go on there and make up this propaganda stuff just to like
and then
like
it gets
a social experiment, but also at the same time to like sway our opinions, and they put it out like they're black people. And they're
now
not.
Just
God
now
damn,
that's kind
of
like
the way to Facebook and all of that, and that some of them is that
like,
are ones circling
around. I mean, not
around.
All.
That's like
not like
all,
black
but
folks, we doing our own thing.
Yeah, man,
it, but
I gotta be scared to laugh at
I'm
memes
sorry,
now.
But it's
shit.
True. Like some of that stuff, they're making that stuff on like 4chan.
The
stuff,
way a lot of
crazy.
These memes are, and that's kind of like why I made the joke. Honestly, like there's a lot of truth in jokes. I ain't saying all white people, but they on 4chan.
They
the ones, bro. Like,
it.
And if it's not them, it's a European influence at the very, very least. A lot of what happens with memes is like it'll start off with like one thing, and then all the ethnic groups will take it and like kind of like make it their own thing. So sometimes I'll be thinking like, I get what people are trying to do with memes. Like they want people to understand how they feel or where they're coming from. But I think a lot of the jokes we make need to keep within ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things in particular, because it becomes very touchy on social media with how people could take your words and run with that shit. Because like I said, they took a millisecond clip of the Ralph thing, and that shit is going wings. They're taking a millisecond of the Kawhi Leonard or whatever. It's all blips. It's all moments that people are capturing and putting on Front Street for the world to see, and this is like a big game of telephone because you're not really seeing the original source. You're not seeing the full clip, the full, you know? That's meme culture. But it go back to what we're saying about Webster's, how they're condensing everything, you know? That's just the world. The world is moving into a more convenient space. Mm-hmm. When you think of convenience, you think of con. When you are doing something manually, it's all within you. It's all up to you. So, for example, say I go to a corner store and I'm hungry. I want a snack. I get a Pop-Tart. I'm going to pay a dollar for that Pop-Tart. Where if I went to Stop and Shop or ShopRite, I'll pay $1.99 for a pack of Pop-Tarts. That's what convenience gets you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's going on in a microcosm as far as, like, meme culture. These people are taking, like, bits and pieces and they're taking what they want from it and they're putting it out.
That's funny, though. It's funny, though, but... You got me with the 4chan people making these memes.
I'm sorry.
Man. That's what I'm still on that.
Were you on 4chan back in the day?
Anybody hears this, it's going to screw them up.
Did you ever see 4chan back in the day?
Huh?
Did you see 4chan
back in the day? I haven't been on 4chan back in the day or now ever.
I've seen things within the last couple years, but it's been a long time.
Have you been on Ryan.com before?
I have.
Ryan.com?
Ryan.com back in the day.
Ryan?
Back yeah, you remember
back when
like
I was
these,
like 12.
Yes, you remember like, these kind of sites and stuff like that. 4chan is the spiritual successor of Ryan.com.
It's bad, yo. And there's another one too, and I forget the name of it, but 4chan is just the one that sticks out right now.
That's the main one. That's where that's where quote unquote memes started. The first memes in like
4chan.
Yeah, the first memes that I remember seeing in 4chan was like, there was like this Luigi meme. It was fucking weird. Like, you know how they got that weird humor, that Tim and Eric style, like, humor.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, Luigi would, like, look at somebody, and if you look at Luigi, you turn into a Ouija. Some weird.
Oh.
It's weird, man. I can't even really call it. Like, it sounds, me explaining it right now, I'm not doing it justice. You just actually have to see this shit.
Well, it's hard for me to get things, and I got it. So.
Word, okay.
I think people should get it.
Good. As long as she got it, y'all niggas better get it, alright?
I think people would get it.
Bullshit, nigga.
What I think is crazy too, though, is not just with the memes thing. So, like, even on my way here and before I got here, like, right now as we speak, there is this whole, what can I call it? Clusterfuck, let's say, on Facebook, and it's not memes, but it's screenshots. So the whole, like, you know, screenshots and of conversations or whatever it is, you screenshot and then, like, dragging people, like that whole thing. Oh boy,
it's really corny.
Oh boy, has it gotten way the hell out of hand.
Yeah, I think it's love likes.
Like, it's there is. Such a like frenzy them. Going on right now about and what it's,
I like the ha-has too.
What it's in short about is like and like I didn't even really get into detail reading everything that everybody had to say about it because I'm like that. Like, I'm just like, y'all doing too much. So like I skim and what it's basically about is like the uber super duper I hate black men, I wish they didn't exist. Super duper way off over there somewhere. Those black women who've gotten to that point.
It's over.
And everybody else. So, like, it's like them and, like, the conversation. Like, it's crazy. And there's this one woman who I'm actually Facebook friends with who she was part of the conversation. And she wasn't rocking with them, really. But it seems like she swept up into it because she just kept on being in the conversation and, like, going back and forth with these chicks. And so now she's part of it. Now, like, it's crazy. And I'm like, wow, this is nuts. Because it's definitely going to get to some type of point that it shouldn't go. And
it's been there.
Yeah, it's but, like, already, like, there were women on there. And I know these chicks exist, but they're not on my personal timeline, so... It's out of sight, out of mind. But there were already ones who were like, oh, okay, so this one it's not possible that it's true, but she said it anyway, I guess for dramatic effect. But she said that she was pregnant at some point, and she carried it to some point where it's way too late to abort it anyway, so it's not possible that this actually happened, but whatever. So she was like 6 months or some shit like that. And she said, when I found out it was male, it's going to be a black male, I aborted it.
What?
Yeah, she was like six and a half months into the pregnancy, and she aborted. Like, she said this. It's not possible because nobody's doing that because it's a child almost at that point. So that's, you know, that didn't happen.
Like but I she said it.
And it's like, wow, people, so you're to that point?
Wait,
like,
and this is being made, people are screenshotting this and sharing it? Is
yeah, it's a whole saying? Like it's a whole thread. Like okay. They had a whole argument on Facebook, these women, uh-huh. And people have screenshot like a bunch of it, and so it's making its rounds, and you know people are having their opinions about it this way and that and whatever. And so I just said that just to say, just to echo the point about you know how the whole meme and whatever culture of like images on Facebook and like spinning things, how it's gotten out of hand. Like that particular topic we ain't gotta go into. But
like I was saying before, like I mean I might not have said this before, I'm a couple shots in, I'm sorry. I say this often, the average person is average. So for a reason. You know what I'm saying? That's like 70-80% of us.
Yeah.
So what y'all niggas expecting?
Regular as hell.
You know what I'm saying? When you have a person like a Mark Zuckerberg creating a field of dreams for people to express and do whatever the fuck they want, they're gonna take over because the people that really, really are doing things and matter, they're not really on Facebook like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on it to promote for the most part. Even if it's not a promotion and it's something that I'm saying, it's still promoting my brand at the end of the day. Like, so I'm actually doing work. It has some kind of use for me. These other people, the people that run the trends in Facebook are like bitter black women, dumbass niggas, white people. You know what I'm saying? With not a lot of time on their hands. Are we really letting them dictate how we like move and live?
Yeah.
Because the average person is average and we're allowing average people to show us, basically.
What I think is a point that we can't miss with that, though, is that we are at a point in society where all of the people who didn't have power to have any type of voice before, especially with social media, they have one now. Whether anybody's actually listening to it or not, like, they've got one now. And you have people who, honest to goodness, they would not be famous for any other reason if we did not have social media, because they are literally idiots. They have no clue what they're talking about. They have no basis of research, no not. They have no clue what the hell they're talking about.
Facebook is a glorified soapbox. Yeah, sit your ass down.
But these are all people who otherwise they feel powerless in their lives otherwise because of just the way society is. So this has given them a way to feel like they have some sort of power. And the crazy thing about it is then that lack of knowing what the hell you're talking about, like they use that boiled together is a really powerful and dangerous soup. Because then that's where you get all of these, like we already said, the memes and the stuff that's saying stuff that's supposed to be reality, but it's not a reality at all. That's not how the shit happened.
Nobody's showing their failures. Nobody's showing like quote unquote losses. You know, nobody's showing everyday life. They're only showing results.
Yeah,
nigga, you don't show results on Facebook. You show results by just doing.
Yeah,
like,
you just
by
do
just
it
being.
And
you know,
doing.
Like I don't need to hear the song and dance at the end of the day. Like I. You know, I, like everybody else probably in this room, like, we're all on social media. We all kind of, like, fall prey to trending topics and stuff like that. But you have to know that you're better than that and kind of, like, retract from it and get yourself back. You know, that's important. Like, some people be like, oh, no, I'm quitting social media. I'm off this. Then be back next week. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't even fake the funk. Like, this is just the world we live in. We kind of got to abide to the social media rules at this point, or else you're going to be a hermit. But you just have to keep yourself in balance. People don't have the discipline to even try to keep themselves in balance because they just go with whatever influences is right there. Like, I was just getting off of work, whatever, to come here to... In my head, this is work. You know, we're building towards something. We're going somewhere. And my homie was at my house, some of my brothers or whatever. And he's a good friend. Like, I consider him like a family member almost, you know. But I haven't been around him in a little while. So, me not being around him and going through my changes and growing, you know, when I link back up with him, it's just gonna be a little different. Like, I'm just living different now. So when he like, yo, where the bitches at? I'm like, I don't know, nigga. I have no clue.
No clue, my dude.
It makes me feel different. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of people that's like controlling things. We're giving them that power because they have the platform. It's like, bro, you just have to like ignore it a little.
It's like, that's actually the
only you have to ignore a lot because you have to ignore the newspapers, you have to ignore the social media, you have to ignore the news, you have to ignore TV. You have to just like keep your mind, be yourself. The best thing you could ever be is yourself. That's something I always say.
And the crazy thing about being any type of person who's actually read a book ever, it's like, because I like to debate. So it's very easy for me to get caught up in, like, you know, commenting and stuff on social media. And, like, I used to do it all freaking day.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, like, you can't do that because the fact is most people, like, they're not as invested in the topic. They don't care. Like, they haven't looked at any type of statistic, any type of essay, any type of peer-reviewed anything. Nothing. They don't care. And that's not part of their lives to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They are not themselves any type of academic or anybody who's in any way invested. They're not economists. They don't actually, it makes no difference to them.
Is Facebook paying you niggas?
Right. Like, so it's, there's like, what am I going to just constantly do? Stay being on there and commenting and being like, oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about. What's the point of constantly doing that?
Yeah.
And you know, like,
you can't argue with fools.
Yeah, not at all. And like most people don't even know how to have a fruitful, even constructive conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get into being real childish real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. But like, everyone thinks they know everything.
Yeah, everybody thinks
whether they
know
don't.
Everything.
Like, I try to know what I know and not know what I don't. But everyone, like, I guess it's the whole Donald Trump thing too. Like, He'll just say something about bringing jobs or whatever. Like, no one's an economist. There's no hierarchy. It's like everyone's an economist. Everyone knows what needs to happen.
Yo, how is there going to be a hierarchy? Donald Trump is our president, bro.
Yeah.
You can fucking do anything, my niggas.
There's no...
There's none. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know about that part. There is a hierarchy.
I mean, no, yeah, but, of course there's a
but everyone online has a platform, like you both were saying before, and everyone thinks they know everything, and the stuff gets mixed up. Then you got the fake links that's not really, it's like abc.com, but with an N. .net something.
Right.
Yeah, and then they share that, and it's just a lot of misinformation.
No, deadass, I'm trying to make up one of them sites and get them shared. That's some viral shit right there, bro.
Yeah, but what's it gonna end up with?
I don't even care. I just need to share it.
If you can make money off it, let me.
Yeah, if you
that's all, yo. Facebook, the YouTube algorithm, get you paid after a while.
I get mad though when people share that stuff though. ABC.com.net type stuff.
Yeah, like,
but would y'all share? Would y'all share mine?
Why not?
All right, word.
If you let me know it's yours, you gotta send me a message.
You gotta let me know.
I'm just checking. I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm gonna DM y'all.
I'm down with promoting people who I know, like, to get they little, you know, so everybody eats. I'm okay with that.
I got some stuff for you to promote.
What?
I just wanted to see your reaction. I don't got shit for you.
I thought you was about to do the thing we used to do in high school. Be like, D's Nuts.
Yo, what's the new one? There's
that's
like a new
done.
D's
that's
Nuts.
Still done. Yeah, that's still done. Yeah.
Isn't there like a new D's Nuts though? Like where you set somebody up? I can't. I don't know what it
what
is.
What are those?
Those setups.
It's one of them setups, yo.
One of those with the snake.
Nah, it's after that. It's a new one,
it's
yo.
New
it's
a,
it's,
new
it's like D's Nuts. It's funny, bro.
Those Nuts.
Nah, I can't remember. I'm old. Y'all know I'm a dad, bro. So my listeners, all the young listeners, if you're tuning into Boys Trip right now, yo, send me the shit, bro. Like, what are you guys? What are your new jokes? Okay, I gotta be able to like relate to my kids one day. All right. So send me all your memes, all your funny stuff to killingtoxicmasculinity@gmail.com.
Damn, bro. Good job remembering this.
Yeah, right. Promo.
This is a couple shots in.
Shameless plug. Promo.
Yeah.
I don't want to suggest it because I don't want you to talk about that guy. So because based on what you
nah,
say,
we gotta
I
talk about.
You,
oh no, we gonna talk about different guys, but
I want
to
talk about that guy.
Though, I feel bad just to wrap up Kawhi Leonard though. I feel bad for him that like the one time he speaks, is viral now. Everyone's making, but the speaking part
has not gone viral though. That's the important part. This is the first time he's speaking.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking but people still they making fun of. I'm a fun guy. Like the way
I'm still not sure. I feel like he said fine still, man.
I'm a fine guy.
That's worse.
I think he said fun.
Because he said fine guy would be weird.
He said, I'm a fine guy.
Who would say that, though?
I'm a fine guy.
I'm a fine guy.
Now you're just...
He's different.
Just fucking around, man. Why y'all even pay attention to me half the time, bro?
Yeah.
He's special.
I don't know.
Nah, don't say that, man. You gotta hurt his feelings, bro. He might be listening.
Yeah, that's the thing. I hope. I hope his feelings.
I hope he's listening. You call him special. Shit out of Kawhi Leonard right now.
Right.
I hope his feelings aren't hurt.
You call him special. What does that mean?
Nah, y'all don't care about Kawhi Leonard's feelings.
No, no, I don't care about his feelings.
Kawhi Leonard probably doesn't care about.
Yo, 20 years.
Kawhi Leonard doesn't care about his feelings.
20 years from now, it's gonna be looked at as problematic to be laughing at people with Asperger's.
But we don't know that he has.
He does not have Asperger's.
Come on.
There's something wrong.
Come on.
Wait, is it not problematic that we laugh at people with Asperger's now?
Maybe. Huh?
Is it not problematic that we laugh at people with Asperger's now? Not me.
Everyone's
saying,
doing
like, people,
it. They're doing
like,
it. They do it on
everyone's
ESPN.
Doing it.
Everyone's
so
doing
it. That's a reason.
People in general are pretty like
insensitive. But they're not getting
man.
In trouble for it. They're not getting taken
well,
down.
How you gonna get in trouble for words?
Huh?
How you gonna get in trouble for words?
Oh,
no, no. You can get in trouble for words. I'm just saying. It's, yeah.
I'm gonna get in trouble for laughs. Though.
I mean, the
something's
way that he
wrong.
Laughs,
something's wrong though. Like,
the way
come
that he
on,
la-
you
I don't think anything's
but
wrong.
We don't, it's not confirmed.
You, like, and,
no,
and right, nobody
this video,
helped him.
I gotta find the video and
so
show you.
This video,
that
this
all
video
the lights are
confirmed.
On and stuff. And he came on. It was a press conference, and then the GM was standing right there. He saw him. He looked at the cameras, and he just ducked back under the covers and ran away.
And they never,
it's a little
like,
more than that. It's a little more than that.
No, he's not special.
If you're MVP of the league, you got to break out of that
not
social
like
office.
So he plays basketball in front of 20,000 people, millions on TV.
He's
exceptional.
He to
but
he
then when he sees a camera,
y'all.
He just dips away. That's...
He ain't there to talk to y'all. I mean, because, all right, there's two different.
Why is he nervous in the game?
Listen,
he's cool.
Because that's what he's here to
he
do.
Got that
and
tunnel
that's
vision.
What he's good at. There are two different. Whatever.
An idiot
I
savant.
I mean, there are two different, like, because I don't want to call him a savant. Like, it's,
yeah.
That's a bit much.
Wait,
but, like,
what do you mean?
I'm seeing two different patterns of antisocial behavior. Now, mm-hmm. When it was Marshawn Lynch, it was fine. When you
yeah,
go the opposite way and you're super macho with it or whatever, it's fine. But just because,
it was the
like,
same
he's
exact
timid
thing,
and stayed on the other
thing,
end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't think he
like,
was super macho with it, though. I don't. He just said,
I
I'm thankful.
Nah,
I'm just here to get paid.
What's wrong with that? Is that not why he's here?
No, I didn't say there was anything wrong with it.
I know.
But he has definitely... Okay, so if I don't say
I don't
macho,
even know if that's social awkwardness.
It.
That's just like, I don't want to deal
no,
with you guys.
I didn't say awkward. I didn't say awkward. I said antisocial.
Okay, I'll give him that.
He
yeah.
doesn't like
he
to talk
wanna,
to the media.
Yeah,
it was a social thing. He didn't feel like talking to him. But he found a fun way. He found a fun way to...
Yeah,
to do
yeah,
it.
Like
rather
he'll,
than just,
he'll relate
yeah.
to other people. He'll relate to regular
he's the
people.
Best socially awkward person like ever.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
caught that.
I love
yeah.
his version.
He
of
went viral
awkward.
Off of being socially
definitely.
Awkward.
Definitely,
that's
yeah.
socially awkward. Absolutely,
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I'm
he's
thankful.
Like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
Niggas eating Skittles and shit.
Yeah, right. You know why I'm here?
Casually.
He's like, so y'all want me to comment after? You know, about how I feel about getting in the head, getting hit in the head like over and over. I'm probably quoting this wrong. It's probably a whole different context, but nevertheless,
like
it's that whole thing where he was like, and hit him in the head over and over and over and over. Like he said it like 50 times. And it was hilarious.
You gotta remember, he from Oakland. That nigga really.
Yeah, it was hilarious. But recently, a photo has come out and it went slightly viral about his high school
yep.
photo.
Yeah,
did you
yeah,
see
yeah.
That?
We saw
he looks
that.
Like he looks like he does IT right now.
Yes,
yeah.
he looks
yeah.
like he does IT.
Yeah,
I can see that. Man.
He definitely looked like Steven.
Yeah,
he ain't no yeah. dancer, man. He's just a good athlete, man.
Right. I mean, all football players had to take them pictures when they was in high school doing varsity.
Yeah,
that's normal.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean he wasn't, you know.
Still gotta be studious in high school.
Right.
Shit,
still
he looks older in high school than he does right now.
Facts. He right. did. He
I gotta
he
see
did.
This picture, man.
You never
you
seen
it? You gotta see the
yo,
picture.
Pull it up.
It's
pull it up
awesome.
For him.
I'm like the
it's
least.
Awesome.
the least in tune person with what's going on.
It's good though, because we could spring things on
you. Right. That's what I like, yes. man. Yeah. I like that yes. shit, because if you guys didn't, I would just be in like
high school.
I would just be by myself in a dark room.
It might not find it.
It's gonna pop up, bro.
Yeah, you think so?
I have faith in it.
He was fully Geek Squad, son. He was pulling the Best Buy on us for real.
Nah, it's not there, man.
Damn, it's not that concrete yet.
Y'all really gonna take the time to look this up? Like, you really mad?
Nah, he needs to see it right now.
Yeah,
he needs to see
his picture. Shit, man.
Yeah. There's some other high school ones, but he doesn't look like that. But you know the one with the glasses on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo.
Oh, man.
It was school picture day, so he was ready.
Now I'm all into it. I'm looking for it. Like, yo, maybe I could be the first.
He's washed up now, right?
Who, Marshawn?
He's not washed up. No. He's not
but he's not like he used to be.
Yeah.
I would say he. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have beat him up.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Like, I wouldn't bully that right guy, yo. Nah, I definitely would not right be bullying him.
Because I see some other high school pictures of him. He don't look like you.
Oh, no, nah, I only see his face.
That's just his face.
You got to bully a good face, definitely. Like, nah. If I see the whole frame, I'll change my tune.
And that was Boys Trip. Don't forget, we come with a new episode Monday through Friday. Yes, Boys Trip is every day. See you tomorrow.
Oh!